This is the second episode of the Choosing Christianity podcast. If you haven't already, check out our blog, choosingchristianity.blogspot.com. If you have any questions or comments on any of the posts, you can always comment, and we'll try to get back to you as soon as we can.
In our first post, in our first podcast as well, we talked about the importance of understanding how the men who wrote the Bible were indeed inspired by God, how the Bible was God-breathed, and how we can defend statements such as, I'm a Christian, but, you know, I don't believe in the Bible because it's a book written by man. And you can just tune into that podcast in a real basic way to defend that when you hear a statement on that level. Today's topic, we're going to talk about dealing with homosexuality. This is a big one, big problem, especially in today's world. As Christians, we believe that homosexuality is a huge sin. Contrary to what the world believes, that it's, you know, totally acceptable, that we should accept it. We don't need to judge how other people feel about other people, which is not how the Bible wants us to react to this situation. They're right in the part where we don't need to judge. We definitely don't need to judge. That's the last thing we need to do. You know, there's tons of Bible verses on judging. You know, Luke 6:37, judge not and you will not be judged, condemn not and you will not be condemned, forgive and you will be forgiven. There's verses in Matthew, John, James, Romans. It's all over the Bible. Totally clear that we don't need to be judging other people. This situation is actually so much harder than people think it is to deal with. You know, typical Christian today will just, you know, say, God's totally ashamed of you for, but, and you can also, you know, read off a Bible verse or two, but what if they're not a Christian? They're not going to care that you just read off a Bible verse on something they don't believe in. So what it comes down to is evangelizing. The main thing we can do, it's probably the only thing we can do, is you know, evangelize to them, tell them what we believe, be humble in doing it, and also just pray for them. Pray that God shows them the light, brings them to repentance, shows them how He did not design them to be doing what they are doing. It totally goes against natural law. So, you know, just take this and, you know, think about it for a little while. Just understand that not everyone is a Christian, so it's going to be really hard to deal with a subject as tough as this, especially in today's world. We need to, like I said, evangelize, be humble, and pray, and hope that God works a miracle in their life and brings them to repentance.
All right, this has been the second episode of the Choosing Christianity podcast. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes.